Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, because Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I'm glad we're on this week. For a little edification, when things go wrong here, there's absolutely nothing that we can do because there's no IT help. Immediately. Yeah. So if it goes wrong, we're just as lost as anybody else is. And we just have to wait until it corrects itself. So
yeah, pretty much.
We have addressed the problem numerous times. Why isn't there any IT help? Why isn't anybody to help us? But, we don't get any explanation. So all I could tell you is if it doesn't work, it's not it. Nicole and I, we're doing our best here to keep things moving and grooving. It throws us off the game too.
Yeah, I think that if anybody, did log, listen to the show last week, they heard like my little intro. So it wasn't that we were completely down. If you guys are wondering what exactly happened there, but unfortunately, with Blog Talk Guys, aside from there being no technical support, even though I was able to get in to do like a little intro, the problem was with the switchboard not allowing any other callers, and unfortunately, that number won't accept multiple people, and the host line won't accept multiple people because that's what the caller lines are for, the ones that you guys call into. And it was either me or Cindy, and we couldn't even have a conversation to do the show solo without any callers. So I thought about that too, but wait a minute, why don't Cindy just discuss her books? And then it's like, well, wait, me and Cindy can't discuss her books because I can't get Cindy on the same line as me. So yeah, it was it was a mess.
It was a mess. And, it always throws us off, too, but there isn't much we can do about it. So we've learned one or two times a year or once a year that it happens. There's all we can do is say, oops, okay, and, go on with our life because we don't have any control over that whatsoever. And we never get really an explanation. They just say, well, it's working now. So I was hoping, I looked on earlier and I saw old caller. So I said, oh, good, it's working, So that made me feel better because I was like, oh, man, if this happens again, that's not going to be pleasant at all, not at all pleasant. And so, poor Nicole, she had to, man the ship here. And make it all go. Now, I know we had someone that had signed in, and now are you able to scroll down? Because I'm not sure if she just hung up.
I know that one person did drop off when we first got on the air there. So
I don't know if that's
what you're looking for.
Okay, let me see. Let me just see if I can find the...
But I will say that I guess people missed us last week because we've got a ton of people pressing one. And we have a ton of people listening tonight, so.
Okay, do we have the 4519, the last four digits? Because I think she was on and she's off. I'm not, there's
nope.
A point.
No,
okay.
They dropped.
She just knocked off again. Okay. All right, so if she comes back on, we'll keep that in mind. And it gets really hard because when people come and go or they message me and then they're not on again, I can't keep looking at the messages. So if you get blown off, it makes it like almost impossible for, me to be looking at messages at the same time I'm trying to, do the caller. So, little crazy here. So let me see. I think we should start with Karen and maybe...
Okay.
because she doesn't call him that often, and I'm curious as to what's on Karen's mind.
You got it. Let's go over to Karen, and then I will jump in the chat room and start screening.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, Miss Karen, you are on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. What's up? That sounds like not a happy, how are you?
Oh, no.
I hear.
Everything's good. I haven't talked to you girls in so long. I've been really busy with work and everything going on, and I've missed a couple of shows, and I said, let me call in and say hello to you girls. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Right. We didn't have a show last week, so it was really, like, not great. So, sometimes people, what happens is, though, I get, like, 50 emails. Are you guys okay? You know what I mean? And then I spend an hour answering 50 emails. Do you know what I mean? So
right. Yes. And I knew Blog Talk has this once a year thing anyway. So I was like,
You know that. You get used to it.
Yes.
But it's always a different thing. So we never know what the glitch could be. So now this is a good time for you to call in because you're in the middle of the 2022, which is supposed to be your year. So,
and I just had a birthday, so that's another reason why I was waiting to call in. Yes.
Wow. And it's funny because Debbie Tony's just finishing the audible book now, and I just listened to chapter 8, which is the one you're in, and checking over your section, and I'm like, that's so funny that you should call in to talk. So I think it's a little cosmic. Maybe you heard us.
Yes.
Thinking about you. And is your son at college now?
Yes.
But he stays at home, right? He commutes?
He stayed home. Yeah, now he went to community college. They're still online. They're starting it up now in March.
Wow. Is he getting excited to go to campus? Because that's what your dad was talking about. It seems
it's
a good thing for him to go to school, to meet people, get out there. So it looks like it should take place in March for him to do it, like they're going to go through with it. Because I think he's starting to get a little antsy,
it's good because he's home, but he's working and a couple of nights a week, and he's going to the gym and like a karate class and kickboxing, and he's keeping busy. But I would like him out a little bit more with some of his friends that are away at college. So I think that's where he's sad.
Right, and that's why it looks like he's going to make some new friends. Your dad's, like, excited about that. And it's funny, your brother's like, oh, boy, he could. Your brother's, like, quite, like, a voice about, he said, I don't think I could take all this COVID. You know what I mean?
No.
He'd be like, I would be just probably caught it four times because I would not be listening to anything.
Sure.
And they spend a little bit time near your son, just to keep him a little company. But it does look like, him getting out would be good. I think also, you need a little time for just you too, and the universe would like that. Now, are you starting to do anything to meet anyone? Do you sign up for anything? Are you doing anything?
No, well, I'm working a lot, and I've been doing a lot of dinners with some friends, and we've been doing I've had a lot of Thursday dinners. I've missed a lot of shows the last month because we're out to dinner at least every Thursday.
Wow.
But no, I haven't really, I'm just still, I'm doing everything that I normally do, and I'm open, still waiting. And, if there's plans going on, I don't say no, and I'm just trying to go out, with the flow.
That's what I would do, because go about your life. Keep doing what you're doing. Your dad is confirming that you're working really hard. He's, again, thanking you for everything that you're doing with your mom. I mean, that seems to be the main, he's just so happy that she's taken care of and, that he doesn't know if he would be able to rest in peace if you weren't there always.
No, and she's very easy. And it's not every night. I see her maybe three times a week. It's not every night. It's just, even if just a phone call is enough for her. She's very easy. I'm lucky.
And he loves that. Now, your brother's asking about Jen. Have you seen her?
I'm supposed to see her next week. She has her big test this weekend. And a couple of times we had plans, but we canceled them with the weather, the snow and cold.
Yeah, well, he wants you guys getting together, okay? He said, you'll be down on earth when you're with her, okay? Keeping you company, having a good time. It's funny because Spirit's getting a little bored up there from what I could tell. They're like, okay, we got to open up this world a little bit. We've got to shake it up, open it up, do something.
Yeah.
And I think
I know she has a big nursing test, Cindy, this Saturday, so I'm really hoping, you know, nervous for her.
Oh, she's going to do. She's been studying.
Yeah.
She'll do well.
Every night she studies. Yeah.
He's very proud of her, by the way.
Yeah. Me too. She's working really hard. So I know after this weekend, we're supposed to see each other Saturday. My sister's coming in for dinner. She hasn't been in. We all canceled Christmas, so no one's been together for the last 2 months. So we're all getting together this weekend.
Okay, good. And your dad will be there. He won't miss it.
Yes.
Your brother will be there. It's funny because, I just read this section with your dad's Aunt Rose today. So suddenly Aunt Rose is here. I was like, whoa, okay.
He loved Aunt Rose. I met her when I was young, but I didn't know her like that, but he always talked about her.
Oh, my God, she's wonderful. And you have her watching over you. There's no shortage of people up there, keeping each other company and watching over you. But they're glad that your life is peaceful, that it's, they don't want any drama in your life. They just want a little passion, is what they're saying.
A little fun.
Work looks like it's going to be busy to the end of the school year, actually. For whatever reason, you've got a pretty heavy workload. But this summer, you're not going to work, are you?
I'm not working this summer, no. I worked a lot now after school every week, so I don't have to work this summer.
Right, that's what your father said. Take the summer.
Yeah, I like to vacation. I like to, hopefully meet somebody and travel a little bit.
That's what he's saying. Take the summer off, okay? Take the summer off, is how he said it, okay? There's a little twinkle in his voice. So, they see how hard you're working. Believe me, they know what's going on, and yet it's good because you save a little money.
And I love it. I can't tell you, I'm loving my job right now. I'm loving the kids mostly and the time extra, and, I do love it. It goes fast my day.
Great. And that's the whole point, to work, make money. And, everything looks good in your cards. You've got this, that 2022 year being like, let's move your life forward. And I think things have settled down. But the most important thing is they really, really do want your son kind of being able to be at school because they think he'll like it much better once he's there in classroom, meeting people, having that interaction. It seems a little more stimulating, So
yeah, he's been home too long.
Yeah, and he's doing. He's remarkable and he's adaptable. But they just said they want to go to college. Your brother and mom, we're going to college. Okay, they don't want us to sit there and do the work with him. It's too boring. They want to go to college. Where the fun happens. They want him to try to join a few things at school too. So they're going to kind of encourage that a little bit,
Yeah, I hope so.
Your son will see some things for some groups or, things, and they're hoping that he'll join one or two things. So they got it all covered. I'm glad you called in because it's funny. When I was listening to, your little section that you wrote in the book, your dad said she's going to, be on the air today. She's going to be listening. She always listens. He goes, no, but she's going to, press talk. So I think you heard him tell you press to talk.
I did. And I don't like to miss the shows. I do like to listen to them, and it relaxes me. So I, wasn't going to say no to dinners, to go out, but they just happened to be.
No, we always say life comes first. That's why we have archives. You can always go to my website, Grant Me a Higher Love, to listen to it at your leisure when you're cleaning or doing your dishes. So if you have some live event to do, you never stay home for our show, okay?
But
you
I
go
miss
do
you
your
guys.
Live event, okay? We really are, adamant believers in that, okay? And, we're glad that people have been so loyal through this whole COVID. I think we've had more listeners than ever through this. And, it makes us happy because, there's nothing worse than, Nicole and I being on this show and nobody's here. It was calling in.
So right.
We're grateful for the callers. And again, Nicole's right. Last week I was thinking, we could just talk about books and the things, different topics, but I couldn't get on with her. So it was impossible to do that. But that would have been we would have been like, we know how to wing it if we have to, but we couldn't wing it. So.
Right.
Well,
right.
Thanks
Nothing
for calling
with my
in.
Ex, right, Cindy?
And
Nothing
I usually see
ex,
you in
right?
the summer, right? Maybe you'll
yes.
come for a reading
yes.
in the summer.
Perfect. Yep. I'll definitely schedule something with you for the summer.
Good,
because awesome.
I look forward to it. And I'm looking at the money tree you gave me, which is growing bigger and bigger.
Mine too.
Okay. So it's such a beautiful tree, by the way. And
yeah,
I got
mine
know,
back.
I
wasn't watering it enough, and now it's better.
Oh, yeah. I try to be pretty good because what I do is because, you know, everyone who comes for a reading here gets a glass of water.
Right.
And, you know, half the people don't drink it. So I water my plants get watered. Sometimes they're watered too much.
Right.
You know, so, but that's what I do with undrank water. We water the plants.
All right. Well, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a couple of months, and I'll schedule for the summer for sure.
Stay well. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Nicole, we have a couple of screened ones, okay? Let's start with your first one.
All right, so we are going to go over to Diana. And Diana called about a year ago, Cindy, and you had given her some career advice. But here we are a year later, and now she wants to know what your vibes are about the very same topic. So here we go.
Okay.
Out to Diana. Hello, Diana. You are on the air.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Diana. I know you've been working hard.
Hey, Cindy.
I think it's a theme, people working hard, okay? Because I can see you've been working, you know,
I'm
your
exhausted.
Butt off. I mean, it's funny because when I shuffled your cards, I got almost the same cards that for Karen. I said, did I not shuffle them enough? So I did it again, and I got the same alignment. So, okay. Yeah, you're working really hard. You know, it's funny because you look a little antsy here. Do you want change again?
Yeah, I went back to school. I'm doing a cybersecurity course, and I mean, I had to do it.
Well, I will tell you that's a good thing to be doing because we need more and more cybersecurity. Let's put it that way, okay? Like, let's face it, this is only going to get worse, the problem of that. And it looks also like interesting, like if you're going to make very good money. So are you working and going to school now, both?
Yes, both, yeah. I work.
Okay,
now
that explains why your cards look like all work, no fun, okay, but that's okay for now. But you got the Queen of Pentacles, which is really good money, okay? Like, you're going to get a good job once you finish this. And do you have an idea where you want to work or who you want to work for?
My biggest goal right now is just to make enough to just pay everything off. I have so much student loan debt. So that's more my concern. That's just my biggest concern. And I mean, I have a dream to just work with technology, with like be a civilian and work with military technology. Would be really cool, but I don't know that will ever happen.
All right, I would just like visualize anything you want because you know you're going to get through the schooling and you know money looks great. I would try for that for full time. Is that what you're going to do then? You're not going to at all you know stay with the job you have now if you get a full time job of the other.
Yeah, right. I even spoke to my supervisor yesterday about this. He was like, "You leaving me?" Because once I told him about school, he was like, "Oh, great."
I know. They don't want you to go. That's what I see here. That's why they may try to throw you a little more money, you know, tempt you to stay a little bit. Okay, because it looks to me like you're going to... Okay, they're going to try to sweeten the pot for you, but go forward with the new job. Because if you stay with the job you're in now, I see a little boredom, unhappiness, antsiness.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here. So it's not... For older souls, once they're bored, that always pushes them forward. Okay, they don't like to be bored. They like to keep learning. And it does look like you're going to get a job pretty quickly. So, you know, that's the great news. It's a very strong year for you. You know, I'm really proud of you that you went back to school because that was a big, you know, leap of faith for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it sure was. Especially, I was looking at the price, and I'm like, "Could I do this? I have student loans." I was afraid to do it actually, but I was like, "You know, I'll pay off once I get a new job." It's like you said, I'm going to make enough to be enough.
It's a calculated
yeah.
risk. Like I would not tell people just to go back to school. for something, you don't need a license to operate or need to learn. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Certain jobs don't really have. But if you need that, like even, you know, we call her Amanda Fest. She calls into our show all the time. She
yes,
had to take a big loan.
Her.
You hear
awesome.
Her? She had to take a big loan to be a pilot. I mean, it's a big loan, okay?
Yeah.
And her grandfather co-signed it for her, and now she's a pilot. I mean,
wow.
That was a big, and now she'll get a job, and they'll pay most of that off for her. So, you know, it was a big leap of faith, but, you know, sometimes
yeah.
we need to kind of follow our gut when it's time to get, you know, go back to school. You know, I mean, don't just go back for no reason, but this is a really good, you know, field that you're going into. It's like, it's a growth field, okay? It's never going
right.
to get smaller. It's only going to get bigger. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's important. And, again, I'm not worried about you. There's a new job coming very quickly for you. So, you know, believe in yourself and, you know, get your resume ready. Is your resume ready for when that happens?
Well, this school provides a mentor and a career coach. So all that, I already
good.
Have pretty good resume. The thing is, I don't know if this is my interview skills or other competitors. I have no idea. So,
right. Take advantage of all that mentoring. That's what you pay for, okay?
Yeah.
So take advantage of that. And, you know, you look great. You know, you have really nice, really great cards here. You didn't have any negative cards, which is amazing. Out of, you know, 12 cards, you don't have one negative card, which is a really unusual spread of cards. Because remember, half the deck is not great cards, okay? So,
yeah.
Okay, the only, like, slight negative card was if you stayed in your current job, which you're not going to, that you would be just
yeah,
bored.
I need to get out.
You would make money, but you wouldn't love it. That's the only slightly negative card, if you want to call it a negative card. So, you know, keep us posted. Let us know. But, you know, and tell God you want, you know, that you want a job that you like, the people that you're working for. Kind of be a little specific what you want in the job. You know what I mean? And let the universe bring it to you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's okay to be a little bit greedy, you know? You know, I want to find, you want to work with people you like. That's the most important part.
Yes.
And, you know, things say, so you've been in school a year now? Almost?
No. I just started now in February.
Okay.
Just
and how long
started.
Does it? How
new.
Long is it for?
Until the summertime, so August, so 6 months.
That's a great program because what I saw is like when, like that's what I thought. I saw by summer you're getting another job, so I'm like that makes sense. So you finish that, you'll get another job, but it looks. Just to reassure you, because I know you invested money, it's a big investment. And then there's always funny here, like, this was a good move, okay? Like, even with Amanda Fest, like, I saw if she went for it, she would be a pilot. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was no doubt in my mind. But, you know,
yeah.
it's a big, but I know plenty of people who have, you know, done that investment and not passed their pilot. You know what I mean? But I did not see that for her. I said, oh, boy, she does it. She's going to do it. And that's
yeah,
why
I remember
for you.
She was like, am I going to get it? Am I going to get it?
What do I always say? If you study.
Study.
If you study. That's what I had a teacher years ago. The girl did not know how to study. I was like, no, you're not going to get it if you don't study. Okay? So one of my things was teaching her 10 years ago how to study. So I'm saying the same thing to you. It's all great. And you're going to study, right?
You know? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do when I get home.
I know, I say to people, don't ask a psychic if you're going to pass your law boards, because if you don't study, you're not passing them, okay? So I don't care what the psychic tells you, you know, because it could go in the opposite vein. If I tell someone you're going to pass, they'll go, good, I don't have to study that hard. Then they're going to fail. That would have altered everything. So it's always like, yes, you do your homework, and you're going to do very, very well. And I didn't even have to tell you to study, because I could see in your cards you're a studier, you do your work, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult with juggling everything, like with everyone wanting to do something now. I'm like, really, now that school started, everybody wants to go and have fun.
You know, I would say this. Sometimes in life, we just have to put our, like, fun on hold. And I would say, like, once every 2 or 3 weeks, it's okay to have one night of fun, okay? You know, because you need that too. Okay, but not like
Saturday, of course.
Yeah, you know, one day, well, you know, once even one day a week, a little fun. But you know, when you have such a condensed program like that, that 6 months is like 2 years in 6 months. That's the problem. It's a lot to learn. You know, half the time we need a year to learn stuff. And this is really learning it fast. So yeah. I'm so glad. We need more people in cybersecurity, that's for sure. Because I have like, I don't know, 5 or 10,000 clients. I'd say probably closer to 10,000. So I have a lot of contacts in my thing. So I know people are always being hacked because they're always sending me something. They're being hacked, you know? I've been hacked.
Yeah.
And it's frightening. And, you know, so we need more, like, cybersecurity in general so we don't have to worry about being hacked, you know. I noticed the other day with someone on Facebook, the way that she messaged me, I go, this doesn't seem like her, okay? And so I kind of said, did you just message me? I did it to her email because I think you've been hacked. And she goes, oh, my God. And she was, you know what I mean? Like, you get this feeling, and it wasn't anything really, but she asked me, so how are you doing? And I'm like, she never messages me to ask me how I'm doing. Uh-uh.
This is weird.
It just didn't seem right, you know what I mean? So it just shows you how often people are hacked, that's for sure.
It's really bad, especially now.
Oh, yeah. Well, call in again if you need a little pep talk to keep you going, because that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm so proud of you that you went back to school. Okay, very proud. You know, just to pat you on the back.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Diana, and call in again.
Thanks again, Cindy. Thank you. Thanks, Nicole, too.
Bye.
Of course.
Okay, Nicole, don't you like that everyone's been, like, doing their career and doing their work and, you know.
Yep.
It's good because it means the economy's back moving, too. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
You know, keep it moving, keep things going.
Yep. You ain't kidding.
And now, let's see. And also, your wife just had a birthday, didn't she?
She did on Sunday.
Well, let's wish Lisa a happy, happy birthday. I hope you had some time with her. It did something special.
Yes, actually, we had a very, very nice day. We had a nice weekend.
Okay, good. Just to make sure. Just to check in.
Yes. And she was spoiled again.
Well, as she well should be. What can I tell you? You got to spoil that woman because, you know, everybody just loves. We have a show. Everybody loves Lisa. Okay, like everybody loves Lisa. She's just like the best, and she's like actually, she's one of the most delicious personalities of anyone. You know, she really does. You just have to adore her. You know,
I'll keep her.
She misses you,
by the way. She wants us to hang out soon.
Okay, we certainly will. We just were waiting till like this a little bit to Omicron went down, which is doing now. You know what I mean? Just a little bit during. Only through this 3 months that had more COVID than all of 2020. But that seems to be on its way out. You know, so, you know, here we're a little more cognizant again, I tell people, because of the number of clients that I have. I could write the cover of the newspapers. I know when it's down. I know when it's up. I know when it's mutated. I know, you know, the kind of side effects, the new treats that it has, because, you know, everybody emails me and lets me know. So right now I haven't heard much, so that's good.
Well, that's a good thing.
All quiet
on the
Western
Front. Keep it that way.
All quiet on the Western Front. So we do have now a couple a first-time callers here with Yvonne.
Yvonne is calling for the very first time, Cindy, and she's calling us from California. And basically, she's been having a little bit of issues, and she's been waiting a while to get some SSI benefits. So she's just like a very general reading about when you see those benefits finally coming through for her. So here we go, out to Yvonne in California. Hello, Yvonne.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Thank you.
Hi, Yvonne. You called in the right day. Yes, I could see that you certainly deserve to get these benefits, and they will be coming. I wish I had gotten cards that look like, you know, any minute now, but it might be another month down the line, you know, or even two. Only, I don't know, they keep using COVID as a reason why everything slowed down. I'm not even buying that anymore. I don't know about you. But it does look like a month or two down the line. When was the last time you had contact with SSI?
I talked to them actually this morning.
And what were they saying?
They were just saying that the judge has my file, my case, and she's going over and she's looking at it and she's going to make a decision soon.
Right. And, I mean, I could see in the cards that you definitely have a legitimate claim here, okay?
Okay.
Because there's a card that, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the tarot, but it's a card, it's the Five of Pentacles, and it's a person like walking with crutches and having trouble walking, and it's a money card above it. So that usually shows me some sort of disability, and then there's the money. And then across from that, I got the Six of Pentacles, which is you getting the money that you deserve. So, yeah, it looks good here, okay?
Okay.
Again, they do take some time. It's better when it takes a little time because they make decisions faster to say no than yes, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, once it gets that to the judge and it takes a little time to get the money, blah, 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 you know. But, you know, how long have you been waiting for this together?
About 6 months.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, it should be by the end of, you know, by another month or so. But, you know, things look good here for you.
Okay, and, thank you so much.
You know, and again, it's a little slow with SSI, but it looks like all your paperwork was good and in order. Do you know what I mean? And they,
okay.
And that, you know, the judges do review it carefully, and, you know, that kind of thing. But usually it's very fast when they kind of know it's not going. You know, it's like, oh, something's
yeah.
Pretty- and that's fast. So, you know, hang in there, and I'm glad you kind of keep up with it because it's always good to, you know, remind them. But I would just be patiently a little bit now, and, you know, and that will, it should happen. So, you know, call in again and let us know if you need anything, but it looks good. So I would just like to rest on this. I know it's hard when something's in someone else's hands. And, you know, when it's a government project, it's always slow. You should know that, you know.
Yeah.
You call it a government project. It's a slow thing. But, you know, thank you for calling in. And how did you hear about us all the way in California, since we're in New York?
I was just messing around on Blog Talk, and you guys popped up.
Wow. Well, you were just messing around, and your spirit guides made sure you messed around and found someone that could maybe let you give you some information so you could rest and go to sleep tonight. And not worry so much, you know, always a worry. Well, good luck to you and call in again.
Thank you. Yeah. Have a good day, you guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Remember, it's a lot early in the day than it is here for us. All right. Now we have... Nancy, you know, I have trouble ever getting people to stop being on the microphone. Do you have trouble with that, Nicole? It never lets me, like, get someone off the mic. Nicole, you there? Okay, I'm not sure where Nicole is right now. Maybe she's in the chat room. Okay, so let me see. Boy, we have a lot of callers. Okay, let me kind of go down the list. Okay, Nicole, are you there? Tell me a little bit about Nancy. Okay. Let me see if I could read it. Nancy. A lot has happened this year. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let me see if I can pick up Nancy myself.
I'm back.
Okay.
I got stuck in the chat room and I couldn't get out.
Okay. Can you mute Yvonne's mic? Because I can't mute anybody here. I don't know why I can't mute anybody, but I guess maybe because you're the host.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Have you met them?
Yes, I used to be able to mute them. That's why I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand. So I'm like, you know, I'm like at your mercy here. Okay. So let's see, Nancy. Tell us a little bit about Nancy. Has she called in before ever?
Yep. Nancy has called in before. And she just wants to check in because a lot has happened this year, especially in the last couple of weeks. She's had a couple of family deaths. You know, her uncle died about, you know, last year sometime. You know, she went through a breakup. And she just kind of feels all over the place. So she needs the good old Cindy check-in and to, you know, set her straight. So here we go. Nancy. Hello, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Okay. Nancy, just to let you know, I always pull cards out as I'm hearing Nicole talk, because sometimes I want to just see, is someone exaggerating what's happened? is this real? Boy, you've had a hard year, okay? Like,
yeah.
Okay, just to let you know, I was like, oh, yeah. And it's funny because the first card that came was a father figure who passed, which would have been your uncle. And mm-hmm. I think you've taken his death very hard, okay? And
yeah.
He just wants you to know he's peaceful, he's in a good place, he's okay. He's a little bit on the funny side. I don't know if he was funny when he was on Earth, but he's a little bit funny here. he's trying to get you to laugh, not be sad, okay? He's like, boy, I can't believe I'm dead and I've made it to the radio, which made me laugh a little bit. You know, now I'm a celebrity, you know? And he's wanting you to know that he's glad you had a breakup, okay? Like, he thinks it's for the best. I don't know if you think it's for the best, but he thinks it's for the best. How do you feel about it? The breakup.
I wish it wasn't for the best.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
It wasn't for the...
Okay, and it's funny the way he said that he thinks it is for the best, okay? I don't think he's a huge fan of this person from the other side.
I want to jump in just real quick before you continue there.
Right.
Did you notice the way that Nancy worded her response?
Yeah, and why don't you clarify it a little bit?
Okay.
She wished it weren't for the best.
She wishes it wasn't for the best. So, Nancy, are you acknowledging that it is for the best and you just wish that it was that things worked out differently?
I think I still have, like, those false hopes that it's going to change or he's going to come back or something like that.
Your grandfather and your uncle just went like this. And you also have a grandfather who passed. Do you remember your grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Because grandpa and uncle said, God forbid he should come back. Okay, that's not me, that's them. So I think they know he hurt you, okay? And they may be a little protective of you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand why she said, Nicole, and I'm glad you pointed out, I understand why she said, I wish it weren't this way, because, you know, there's husband cards in this deck or people that you should spend your life with. And she got the cards about this person. So I think in the beginning you thought this was your forever guy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could see, and now I just got the third. There's only like four cards that could represent a husband or a long-term relationship, you know, a mate. And I got three on this person, okay? So I get it that you would hope this was for the long haul, okay? And that is a hard relationship to ever let go of. But what I also got across from that is there's two cards about a person that doesn't play fair with someone. And he didn't always play fair with you. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we got sort of like a mixed bag of tricks here. You know, this was a soulmate, but he didn't always behave like one. And it looks more like he turned his back on loving you. It's not a lack of love here, okay? I think you probably feel that way, that you love him and you had thought he loved you, and he did love you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I mean, so it's hurtful when you meet a soulmate, and, you know, I don't know how often you've listened to our radio show, but I think I probably say it every couple of shows, 45% of people are offered a soulmate. Not all love a soulmate. Most isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But only 1% maintain this animal, okay, because it takes a lot of healing of issues. And it looks like this man has issues that he wasn't able to heal to maintain the soulmate love. And, you know, I think you're a fixer by nature, okay? You know, you think if you love people enough, give them enough chances, you could fix them, okay?
Right.
And, you know, how long has this breakup been for now?
Oh, it's only been 2 weeks.
So you've been broken up for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's fresh. It's raw.
Very.
This is raw, okay? You know, and, you know, the alignment of cards is he'll probably will be back and forth with you for a bit. And yet, you know, you're going to have to be a little firmer and tougher on the situation. Now, for what reason did you guys break up?
we lost trust in each other. He started talking to his ex, and it triggered him drinking, and then we became very different. Like, our just, we just went from being great to not trusting each other. He didn't trust me, and I didn't trust him. He didn't trust me because I went through his phone.
Okay, now that's a narcissist, okay, because they always tell us, like, you know, we shouldn't look at their phone. You know, our gut tells us when someone's up to something, and once you do have to check up on somebody, it's not a good sign in a relationship, okay?
Right.
But he's twisting and turning it on you, because this is what your uncle told me, that, you know, he's, I wouldn't want to get on the bad side of your uncle. I'll tell you that right now, okay? He seems to like me, okay, and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. But he's the one who put the thought in your head, go, you know, look at the phone. It didn't even come from you. He was the one saying, look, this man's, there's something not kosher here. There's not something right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what he did by turning it all on you, you know, and again, we've always been brainwashed as good people, don't spy on somebody. And that worked to the benefit of somebody who's up to no good. I don't really care if my husband goes through my phone or my, I don't care. There's nothing in it. You know what I mean? Like, he has my passcodes. He can use my phone. I could use his. There's nothing to hide. You know what I mean? Like, people that have something to hide, that get really mad when you check up on them, by the way. Okay.
Right.
And you did find something. Now, I am not saying he cared about his ex, because they are really toxic. Okay, but toxic love's an addiction. It's not good for you. Go back for more. And, you know, you guys had a soulmate connection, and, you know, that usually for the first couple of months is so strong, it overcomes fear and everything's great, and then all of a sudden fear kicks in. How long were you with him altogether?
For 6 months, since August.
How long?
Since August of last year. So just a couple of months.
Okay, and that's the typical pattern. Like, the first 3 months, love is strong. Then this 3 to 6 month mark, the fear starts kicking in, okay? And people start going back to their exes or talking to their exes. You start drinking. Unfortunately, soulmate love brings up unhealed issues. And that's when the person usually goes back to their drug of choice, drinking, gambling, talk. And the ex is a drug of choice, okay? That was really a toxic relationship. Did he tell you it's toxic? Here.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Okay, it should have ended.
And that's why it hurts so much.
Okay, we'll call it a cellmate relationship. They end in a courtroom, a jail, a morgue, or an emergency room. It's bad. Okay, and yet the problem with toxic love is it is an addiction. And he was with you, and he was, you know, he didn't talk to her for probably a solid 3 months or four, and then that's usually when you break the addiction, and then all of a sudden, he went back talking to her, and then he gets back hooked on the drama, okay, because she's a drama queen. So it's not that he loves her, but toxic love has an unconscious contract. No matter what you do or I do, we never abandon each other. Notice these two throw after face their back with, they get back talking. You know, soulmate love demands heal your issues, and certain issues were surfacing. And, but he has traits of what we call an unfixable here. He can manipulate. Do you see that with him? I mean, he manipulated, turned everything on you. He was judgmental. He judged you. And he wasn't accountable for the fact that he was up to no good. Okay?
Right.
Those three traits in a person over the age of 25 are pretty hard to change, because they see the world with a self-serving lens. And on top of it, he's got an addiction. He's an alcoholic. Okay, so that's why your uncle and your grandfather are both not a huge fan of this man. Okay, I am not saying the first 3 months were not real and good, because they were, and I don't want you to negate that. I don't want you to say, well, that was all fake. No, it wasn't. But can he bring this back up to soulmate? The man needs therapy. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And if he doesn't get therapy, how's it going to be fixed? So, I mean, I see him resurfacing. But, you know, you'd have to be pretty honest with him that unless he gets some therapy, this isn't going to work, you know, because he'll just do this again. He'll just pull this crap again, come and go and run again. And, you know, it's painful, because it was a soulmate. You, when you brought up your breakup and the loss of family members. It all is the same. Mourning for the dead is the same as mourning for the loss of a soulmate love. It feels like a death, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're in mourning, and it's painful.
Yeah.
Now, has he tried to contact you at all?
Very briefly on Monday, which was very, like, happy V-Day. It was very brief. It was just, like, nothing. Like,
okay.
He couldn't be bothered.
I think he was trying to... Did you contact him or did he contact you?
No, he contacted me.
Okay, I think he was expecting you to say more. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But, you know... He's kind of turning his back on love. It hurts a lot. But, you know,
yeah.
This man has baggage. You know, older souls, we
mm-hmm.
see the good in everybody. We bring out the best in them. We give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't trust our gut. But life with him isn't going to be easy. He's a difficult personality.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's no, you know, he's no easy guy. I mean, you're Uncle is very funny. He goes, that guy is a pain in the ass, okay? Like, he said, I'm not a fan, okay? But meanwhile, it's going to hurt. I do see him kind of trying to come back. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to realistically see that. I mean, do you see some of the traits that I'm bringing up here about him? Why he may not
yeah.
be the best one for the long haul here?
Yeah.
I mean, we tend to ignore these things, you know, like think he's going to change.
Right.
You know, how old is he, by the way?
He's 44.
Okay. So he's not, he's not a spring chicken. He's not old by any means, but, you know, he's kind of set in his ways. He's been drinking
mm-hmm.
on and off for a very long time. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
You know, Nicole, do you have anything to add to this? Because I'm just not loving the cards on this guy, okay? Like, again, if he went to therapy, he does need a 12-step program. Has he ever been in a, like, rehab or 12-step program at all?
I don't think so, no.
Right. But, I mean, have you ever seen
yeah.
him drinking to get drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you not appreciate that?
Of course. That's why I actually messaged his sister who lives in another country. And that's how our trust kind of like, he was upset that I told his sister about his drinking. And he felt that I had like invaded his space.
Right. And again, you know, your intention in doing that was your concern.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you weren't trying to hurt him. You know,
right.
You know, and again, you know, he's in denial that he has a problem with his drinking. Okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what I see here, he is an alcoholic. Okay.
Yeah.
He's the kind of person that can't drink at all. Okay. Some people,
mm-hmm.
you know, can drink a little bit. He can't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with his ex, they did an awful lot of drinking. I don't know if you know that. And that's why it got really
no.
toxic. I don't even like
mm-hmm.
to do relationship, you know, I'm a relationship coach with couples when there's alcohol involved because they'll kill each
mm-hmm.
other. Until they stop drinking, those fights
mm-hmm.
are bad. You know, so him and
mm-hmm.
her had some really bad fights. You know, he didn't like that, you know, you were calling him on his behaviors with his drinking. And if you stay with
mm-hmm.
him, it's going to be you being mommy to a boy. If you have to keep telling him about
mm-hmm.
his drinking, you want to be mommy to a boy all the time? You know,
no.
talking about drinking and what that's like. It's not fun.
Thank you so much.
You know, at all. So, you know, I do see him coming back and forth, but go in with your eyes wide open with him. You know, and it looks like he has a lot of anger issues and needs
yeah.
somebody to fight with. Toxic love serves a purpose. I'm not going to knock that because if there weren't toxic love, there'd be more people gunning people off, down the street with guns on the rooftops. I mean, toxic love
mm-hmm.
serves a purpose. What are people going to do with their rage? They rage behind closed
mm-hmm.
doors and they go out in the world and look normal. You know, most
right.
suicide bombers are loners, okay? I mean, they don't have that rage. But you know, it actually hurt him to be rageful with you. Did you ever see his rage at all?
Yeah, I saw it once. Yes, and I was not okay with it.
Yeah, I know. And that's what your uncle and your grandfather are saying. That's when they drew the line. Because he is, mm-hmm. And I think this man loves you enough to leave you alone. Because, you know, it gets ugly when he fights. It gets really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it would start bringing out the worst in you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say it's hard because there was a soulmate connection. It's not soulmate now. It's pretty toxic. It went all the way down in record time from, you know, 6 months from soulmate to toxic. But he doesn't know how to maintain a soulmate relationship. You know, I'm not so sure if, you know, it could even be brought back up to soulmate because he's got traits of a person that's not that easy to fix. I mean, maybe if he stops drinking, I don't know what he's like without it. Some people, when they stop drinking, they're not unfixable. They actually don't manipulate anymore. They're not judgmental. They're not, and they're accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
He's like a different person when he doesn't drink.
Right. That's why I said if he stops drinking, then he's a fixable human being. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are manipulative, judgmental, not accountable without addictions. Those people are really unfixable. Okay. But everyone who's an alcoholic or a drug addict when they're using becomes unfixable because of the behaviors that drug makes them, you know, do. So, yeah, if he would commit to, like, the way you could go back with him is commit to a 12-step program and some therapy. I'm not so sure he's willing to do that. And you don't want to be mommy to a boy because that is a buzzkill for you and him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And soulmates are supposed to be two equals. So I do see him coming back. You know, maybe he'll call you when he's drunk. I don't know, but it looks like, you know, and again, usually with soulmates, the universe gives a full year to see what happens. So probably in a month or two, he'll probably come back. But you would have to draw the line that you would welcome him back. He's, you know, maybe the love of your life, but if he drinks, he can't be in your life.
Yeah.
And let him make the decision. You will not be responsible for the ending of this soulmate relationship. You would be granted another soulmate. He won't be because if he doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing, how are you supposed to change this? And I will tell you, you don't want to get involved with someone who doesn't want to heal their issues. It just is a decade of agony before you wake up. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, the fact that your uncle was very adamant that you call in today is because, you know, your grandpa and your uncle have observed this situation a lot. And they love you the way you would love your own daughter, okay? If a man pulled this crap on your daughter, what would you tell her?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Definitely no good.
No good. Okay, so you know how they feel, okay? Just to see how they feel. Again, because it was a soulmate, you know, if he comes back and because if you still want him, sometimes we got to go back and forth for the next 6 months to see where this is going. But, you know, at that point, you know, unless he gets some help and stops drinking, I really can't see how this would work. Okay, because what it would be is expect drama, you know. He doesn't care, he doesn't love his ex, so, you know, don't mistake, you know, that he loves her. It's just an addiction, and she's part of that. You know, if he goes back with her, he can drink and be violent, okay, and rage. And maybe he's not ready to heal his childhood issues yet, and... That's what I'm seeing here. Can you do us a favor and call in again and maybe let us know what's going on or what happens? I mean, maybe this isn't what you wanted to hear, but I will tell you, you're not responsible for the ending of this relationship, okay?
Right.
Behaviors are, okay?
Okay.
And don't let him make you feel guilty because you were checking up on him. You know, in this day and age of STDs and AIDS, okay, it's not a joke with someone cheating. So spirit makes people check up on this stuff, okay, like as a protective device. But I will tell you, anyone, if they have to start checking up on their mate, the relationship's over. You should not have to check up on them. Do you know what I mean? It's not something you want to do. Nicole, are you in agreement with that? If you got to start checking up on people, that's a waste. It's not pleasant.
Oh, you know what, Cindy? I'm gonna just direct you for a second. Do you remember when we met, Sin?
Of course.
And you remember the relationship I was in?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So that was a soulmate relationship when it started, and it became
yep.
very toxic very quickly. And I remained very, very sad for a very, very long period of time, okay? And it took me years to get over it. And I'm the happiest I've ever been now once I realized that just because, you know, we may love the person or care about the person or want to be with the person, sometimes they're just not the best thing for us. So although I appreciate that you know, that Nancy, you know, obviously wishes that things would be differently, we all do when we're in situations like that. Nobody wants to say goodbye to, you know, to a soulmate love. Nobody wants to, you know, to have to go through that level of pain, you know, but sometimes we just have to work through that pain to realize that the pain is teaching us something. And, you know, unless we want it to be more painful, we need to listen to what those lessons are. You know, and unfortunately, it's not your job to fix him. It's not your job to sit there and coddle him. It's your job as somebody who cares about him to say, hey, listen, you know what? It's killing me to do this, but you need to get your shit together and call me when you do, you know, and maybe you'll be there and maybe you won't be there. Maybe you will have moved on by that point. But it's okay to mourn him, and it's okay to mourn the relationship, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to have your feelings. But at the same time, though, you don't let yourself get too wrapped up in that grief and that loss, because that loss is teaching you, and you need to figure out what it is, where your part of that whole heartbreak is, and you need to mend you, and then you need to go and let him mend himself.
Right, exactly. And, you know, keep us a little posted again, call in again, you know, we're sympathetic to you. I mean, I'm not trying to come off hard or harsh. I'm just trying to be a little realistic with you that, you know, you can't fix him. You know, you're hoping he will love you enough to fix himself. Do you know what I mean? And to realize what he's going to lose if he loses you. And it is a big loss for him, for sure. So, you know, call in again. We're here for you. Your uncle and your grandpa gave you a big hug, by the way. They love you very much. And
thank you.
And, you know, we're here for you. I know it's awful. Like, this is not, the loss of a soulmate love really is horrifying. It's horrible. It's like the worst pain. So I hope you allow yourself to mourn. Do you allow yourself to feel sad and feel the feelings that you're feeling?
No, I do. Yes.
Good, because we need to actually mourn for it, you know. So call in again, and thank you for sharing your story with us, by the way.
Thank you for everything.
Call in again. We're
thank
here.
You.
Even if you're just feeling sad, you know.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thank
Dave.
You.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's just pick up Debbie Tony for a minute because we got like 2 minutes left, 1 minute left,
okay.
Whatever we have. She's the 993.
No, I know which one
Hi,
Debbie
sweetheart.
Tony is. How could I not?
Hi, dear. How you doing? You trying to calm down with all your move and just do what you got to do?
I'm looking for just some words to calm me down. Today was a hard day. I don't know why I'm having a tough time today. Specifically, since my dad's birthday, I don't know, like, if it's just the weekend, if it's the weather, if it's that it's happening, I'm having a hard time.
Well, you know, it's because you feel like it's all out of your control. Have you talked to the people that are buying the house about the mortgage, by the way?
No, we're not allowed to talk to anybody. That was a very big disaster. So we're not talking, we can't talk to anybody.
Not even the real estate agent?
So we can talk to ours, but it's all in the bank's hands, so there's nothing anybody – they don't want to shake the trees, what my lawyer said. What does that mean?
Okay,
you know?
But shouldn't,
like,
they have had the shouldn't they have had the mortgage before you went to – you didn't go to contract yet with these people?
Well, we have a contract. We have a commitment, and now we're just waiting on the approval of the mortgage for the closing. But it's like, but when? Like, it's so hard to live in limbo like this. Like, I want a date, but you can't.
I mean, usually
the bank didn't approve the mortgage.
Isn't this usually known before all this?
I guess not. I mean, New York is going very slowly. They're blaming it on COVID, like you mentioned earlier in today's
I'm finding this hard to believe. It's bullshit with COVID. Everybody's up working, okay? This is nonsense, okay? You know, and maybe, you know, what I'm a little afraid of is that these people didn't tell the whole truth about certain stuff, and now the bank's looking at it closely. Do you know what I mean?
Any chance that mortgage would fall through? Because that would be kind of a disaster at this point. I don't think so.
It doesn't look like
you would have told me.
There's a slim possibility of it, okay? But it looks like it should go through. But something, somehow they didn't tell something. Maybe they have an extra car loan they never mentioned. You know what I mean? There's something they left out. Okay,
well, he's
so
in a cash business.
What'd you say?
He's in a cash business.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, that he doesn't have enough that shows on the books, and that he, you know, there's a little bit of debt, like maybe an extra car loan that he's probably going to have to pay off. He's got to pay off something to, you know, get the loan. So it looks like he's going to have to do that. I think he didn't want to have to do that, but he has to. So just hang in there. You know, call in and let us, you know, again, let us know. But I would say, because your dad is saying relax, it will all work out. Okay?
Aw, okay.
You know,
okay.
He said relax, okay? You know, and, you know, so let me know as soon as it goes through, because, you know, we'll just keep praying. But I will tell you, because he has a cash business. They check really closely. He overestimated some of his earnings that they wasn't on paper a little bit. And there's a couple of, and then it looks like to me what I just saw is a loan that he never said that they had. And again, it looks like if he pays that off, it won't be a problem. But there was a little bit of stuff that he didn't do exactly right, okay, between you and me.
Okay.
So it's not that they can't afford the house. It's not that they can't afford the house.
Right.
They can.
So now I need the time, because I need the time now that we screwed up this weekend. My cousin can't come again until March 7th to come and get the cat. So now I need time on my end.
Right.
That's
well,
the
that's
problem.
Gonna, that's going to have to be what's going to be. Then you're just going to have to say, we need time. You can't come in. You know, you slowed it down.
Okay,
that's what
excellent.
You're going to have to stick with. Okay? It's not your fault. It's their fault. And stick with that. And that'll be it. So as I said, you relax. Everything's, you know, this is not your problem. It was theirs.
Excellent.
You know,
yes.
Well, we're going to get knocked off in 1 second.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in, and I'm
finishing
glad
the book tonight.
Okay, finish the book tonight. I've been listening to another audio book, and I heard a couple mistakes in that book, so I'm like, should I call them up and tell them? I think I'm getting better at capturing them, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, no, I think our book is almost near perfect, so I'm not worried about it, okay? It was the little nitpicking that we're listening to now, no one would ever notice, because like you said, most of the people are driving and stuff, so when they're listening.
Okay. All right. Well, Thank you.
Good night, everybody. We'll speak next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye, guys.